If there is any force that can unite the Native Hawaiian community, it's Queen Liliʻuokalani, Hawaii's last monarch. Crowds gathered at the Mauna Ala Royal Mausoleum for a march to Iolani Palace. Most wore black to commemorate the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom 125 years ago by a group of Western businessmen and missionary descendants.
I'm marching for the Queen and for the people of Hawaii and our lahui.
27-year-old Ko'ohele Riti Kamara marched holding a sign that read, "I am not American." Others waved Hawaiian flags as they made their way to the palace, chanting and singing songs of solidarity.
You know, I got on a plane this morning with 104 degree temperature. And my wife said, "You ain't jumping on a plane."
Ke'eo Moku Kapu flew in from Maui this morning. Like many others from across the island chain, he was determined to march today.
Time to raise up already. Time to step up. It's time to get assertive in everything that we do.
Onlookers lined the streets to catch a glimpse of the marchers as they made their way through downtown Honolulu. Commuters stuck in traffic because of the march also showed their support.
125 years is way too long because we don't want 25 more years of this for our keiki, for our mo'opuna.
Waianae's Kapua Kili'ikoa Kamai brought her two children with her. Despite it being a school day, she, like many of the parents there, saw the value in having their children experience this.
Oh, they're in school. This is part of their school.
The multitude of young Native Hawaiians on the march in strollers, on parents' backs, or walking themselves was definitely a point of pride. Here's former Governor John Waihe'e.
I didn't have that opportunity. Nobody told me about the overthrow. Nobody told me about the Queen. Nobody told me about any of this. Like many of you, I grew up not knowing any of this.
Waihe'e recalls learning of a day in Hawaiian history when Native Hawaiians witnessed the lowering of the Hawaiian flag over the Queen's home, Iolani Palace.
Hawaiians everywhere cried. You see, that act was not merely about a flag, it was about the pain of a nation.
As marchers reached the end of the route proceeding through the gates of Iolani Palace, they witnessed the raising of the Hawaiian flag for this one day. In this one moment, Native Hawaiians united. Kuʻehi Hiraishi, HPR News.